Hello, welcome to What the Wit, the podcast where we unravel the secrets, controversy, and interesting stories that the university has to offer. Today, we are your hosts. I'm Jalissa.
And I'm Ava, and this is What the Wit.
We are presenting a riveting story about the famous W cookie. Once upon a time, at different celebratory occasions, there was a certain special cookie that people seemed to love.
You may be wondering how this cookie is so famous and what makes it so special. Let us take you on a trip down memory lane of three dazzling women with a fascinating story to tell.
Hey Ava, I just had a conversation with Brandy and Kathleen about the W cookie.
Did they tell you about how it all started?
So actually, in 2005, President Erickson wanted his campaign to be everything Wittenberg. He asked Brandy to help come up with some ideas to make this happen. Brandy, who at the time was the director of catering, paired with a dining company, which was called Sodexo. They seemingly came up with this warm, soft, and chewy cookie with soft icing and a piped red W on it that made everything go wild.
Did they tell you about the whole cookie scandal?
Actually, they did. They told me that after creating the original W cookie and it being a hit on campus for years, in 2016, when Sodexo left and Parkhurst, our present-day catering company, came to be, they tried to keep the cookie tradition going. But unfortunately, deciding to bring their own cookie recipe, which was known as the Smiley Cookie, this cookie was hard, crunchy, and had white royal icing on top. This was a big miss with the students and staff on campus, and they later started boycotting the cookie, so much so that Parkhurst had to get their original recipe from Sodexo.
Well, how'd the cookie gain its traction back with the students?
It actually wasn't that hard. After bringing the original recipe back, since it was what everyone had known to love, it didn't take long before it was once again at every event and occasion being sold in Post.
I heard people go crazy for the cookies, and it sells out within hours at Post.
Yeah, after talking with Kathleen, who was not the director of catering for Parkhurst, she said that she often gets calls and emails from alumni and mothers of brides who graduated from Witt to cater cookies for their weddings and events. Some people just want a piece of Wittenberg at their events, and some still love the cookie for what it is. I also know that after talking to Sharon Franson, who's the president's wife, that every year they invited the first year students to their house and served the W cookies there as well. And they are gone within the first hour of being set out.
What did they say about it becoming a similar tradition for the community?
They said that people would come to events just for the cookies, and some women would even shove them in their purses for later. Sharon Franson and the president also made their own tradition where she said,
"Well, we always serve them when we have student athlete groups over to the house who have either won the conference championship or gone on to national competition. And we always serve the W cookie then."
I remember being here for the championship win and getting me like at least two of those W cookies. So I understand how they, you know, fly out of here very quickly.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have something to add?
I have a funny story, actually. Every time we get a new employee at Parkhurst, Chef Zach likes to say, "Who put all the M's on the W cookies? We gotta throw them all away." And everyone looks around and they legit think that someone did it wrong. And then they have to think for a second, "Oh no, they are W's, it's okay."
It's just upside down.
It's upside down.
I have the baker that used to work for Parkhurst and Sodexo. She left right before you started, and she will send me every year on her Facebook memories, she gets a memory come up from the last time she made W cookies, and it's a rack, and it's probably has 20 sheet pans full of W cookies, and she
went out with a bang.
Yeah, last time I made W cookies, and so
that's
I get that memory every year.
Yeah, that's a good memory.
Thanks for joining us on another intriguing episode of What the Wit. Stay curious.
And stay witty. Until next time.
This is Jalissa.
And this is Ava.
Signing off.